poetic summary of the life and opinions of the Tomcat Moor, together with a fragmentary biography of Kapellmeister Johannes Kreisler on random sheets of waste paper. German title: Lebensansichten des Katers Moor nebst fragmentarischer Biografie des Kapellmeisters Johannes Kreisler in zufälligen Makulaturblättern. Original written by Ernst Theodor Wilhelm Hoffmann. This novel by E.T.A. Hoffmann is a parody of the Bildungsroman as well as of Human Society. Tomcat Moor is a self-taught feline tale teller who has been scribbling his life story on already written on paper. This paper is in fact the manuscript of his temporary owner, the Kapellmeister Johannes Kreisler, an artist and loner. It so happens that the two stories are published as one, intermixing the biographies of a cat and a man. Moor penned a resource on how to become a grand cat by writing about himself and the companions of his life that he met. There is the street-smart poodle Ponto, a friend, who taught him survival and language skills, making him poodleish fluent. We learn about his first love, the kitty cat Mies-Mies, and about his black cat friend Mutius, who got injured by humans, then he deceased. Tomcat Moor is boozing and cruising, but he also educates himself. He becomes a man of letters, writing poems and essays. In contrast to the orderly, nicely structured cat biography, stands the account for the Kapellmeister Kreisler's life itinerary. The tangled events at the court of Prince Irenaeus of Sieghardsweiler are complicated and exist only fragmentary. What we know, however, is that moody Kapellmeister Johannes Kreisler in this strange land is caught between Hedwiga and Julia, for true love one and for passion the other one stand. Master Abraham is a magician and Kreisler's mentor and friend. He also happens to be Tomcat Moor's master, who's left with Kreisler at the end. There are people at court, such as Hilarius, Cyprianus, Prince Ignatius, or Madame Bonson. There are intertwined forces at work, such as asceticism and lust, art, order, and convention. In the end, poor Cat Moor is overtaken by death. Rest in peace. Kreisler fails in society, but life goes on without him reappearing in a sequel to this. Tomcat Moor tweet. Tomcat Moor's autobiography and composer Kreisler's fragmentary life history are accidentally spliced. Yikes.